All right, everybody, we're here joined today by Jessica from Blessings Under the Bridge. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the organization, they are a nonprofit that is active in the community here in Spokane. And yeah, we're just going to have just a few questions about who you are, what you do, and all you do for the community, as we like to highlight nonprofits and other organizations that are active in the Spokane community on the show every once in a while. And so, yeah, Jessica, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Hope everything is going well.
And, it is.
You know, as much as possible with everything that's going on. So, Jessica, tell us a little bit about yourself, the organization, and I'll leave it up to you however you'd like to
awesome.
Start.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Oh, gosh. So we're going on our 14th year. Blessings started out in 2007. Very simple. Really just a nudge that I had on my heart one day to just go out and, bring some joy to those that were kind of feeling like I did, a little bit like, just didn't feel worthy or important. And I'd worked in the restaurant business for 25 years serving. So serving and talking to people was easy for me. So I'd never worked with the homeless before. And one day I just conjured up these 40 brown bag meals and tried to make them really nice and extra special and went out in my high heel shoes one day. And it was meant for that one Saturday. And now here we are 14 years later, we're the largest outreach in Spokane, serving 300 to 400 people. It's like one big team building event every single week. And it's an honor to be able to serve those, but see those that are impacted also by serving.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so we see you got started in 2007, is that right? Gosh, it's hard to believe.
I know.
14 years ago.
I know, right?
Goodness. So it was just something that you started individually. We're inspired by your own experience, which is inspiring to hear. Tell us a little bit about how you got started and... when you were founded, what did you just start out doing? You mentioned homeless population.
Yeah.
Is that the main population you serve?
Yeah, I just went
area?
Out one Saturday and I took notes, kind of just my experience and who I talked to and engage with and the responses and replies. And, there's that stigma that people just want money and all that. I didn't see any of that. And I just loved the way that the people I served made me feel. And so that prompted me to go out again and then another week. And I just kept going. And as I went, I would ask them what I could bring them back, the people that I engaged with. And then all of a sudden it was just like a flow of, I could tell you a bazillion stories of how the provision of this came about, but and how we are where we are today. But those 40 brown bags turned into, like I said, this very large event and everything that, it grew into really just became a vision that I had that just kept growing and growing and growing. And, but the mission has always been the same, is to be able to show these people love, let them know they're not forgotten, let them know that they are seen and heard, and give other people in Spokane an opportunity to get up close and personal with these people that maybe they've judged or driven by and are not sure, but they have a heart to be able to help and a compassion for others. And that's what Blessings does, is provides that platform for them.
Yeah, that's great. When I saw your group organized, it was by accident. I drove by the area and I saw a large gathering and was kind of intrigued to see. So you're out there every Wednesday. Folks, there was quite a large group of people. It was interesting to see how many people really out there trying to get some extra help. So, what would you say is the most common need that you see among the population you serve? How has that been affected by everything that's happened this year with, COVID? How have you seen a change in the numbers? Have the needs, has there been more demand for different kinds of needs? Yeah, what does that look like?
So many thoughts are going through my head because it's so hard to explain the beauty of Blessings because, to the world, we're a nonprofit organization, but we're, like I said, we're just a large group of people from all walks of life, all faiths that come together in one night to be able to just bridge the gap in the community. when you had said, you know, you were just walking by, you know, and kind of stumbled across this. That's kind of how Blessings has grown, is the people in the community have heard from somebody else or driven by or whatever, and then they, that's just how it keeps growing. But the best way that I can explain kind of how we started and what we do today and how it's impacted with COVID is, you know, those 40 brown bags and those high heel shoes turned into, today, if you took COVID out, we serve normally with 75 volunteers, 300 to 400 people in one night from 8 different stations. That includes, you know, a 10-course meal, a dessert station, a made-to-order coffee station, pet food, groceries, a clothing area for them to shop, resources. We have a mobile medical clinic by Molina Healthcare. We also have other resources, but then in addition, we do a big summer and winter event that serves over 1,000 people. It's a free community event. We also created the first homeless basketball team to play in Hoop Fest. So this will be our 7th year. We've done weddings. I mean, there's nothing we won't do to make these people feel special. But over the years, we have seen the increase in not just the homeless, but those who are low income. And so we serve many families and children and teens as well. But then with COVID, of course, that changed everything. And now there really isn't a line. That line's starting to become a little bit more clear now, where, you know, people drew boundaries. We have people that literally come right off work to just stand in line to get a meal, or families that come down to get, you know, items before, you know, their food stamps run out. It's definitely changing up, and we don't ask questions. You don't have to, you know, have it all together or say, I only make this much money. You can just come down as you are. And what I have learned, we've all learned through the COVID pandemic is that the people that we serve, our biggest thing was we didn't want them to feel forgotten. And the respect that we've received from them is literally on a whole other level, that it's so humbling, just because they know that they're not forgotten. They know that they're not separated from others. And so they understand our process and how we do things now a little different, and they just kind of go with the flow.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of needs that.
Oh my gosh, it's so, yeah, yes, and these people already feel so alienated from so many areas, that's the last thing we wanted them to do, is feel like they were just a virus. You know what I mean? Even more so.
Yeah, man, that's a charged term nowadays. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, you already brushed on this, so you do hold some large scale events.
Yes.
You said once in the summer, once in the winter.
Yeah, winter's for our Christmas. So we just actually tried to do it COVID style, but these events are, like I said, it's a free event for the entire community. So many people rely on that event for Christmas. And then in the summertime, we do like a luau style theme or a barbecue, and it has over 30 stations. I mean, haircuts, bus passes, Ben and Jerry's comes and brings ice cream, wake up call, you know, brings homemade, they do their lattes for them, Italian sodas. I mean, we have such great support from the community. This is how Blessings has continued to last 14 years.
Great. Let's see, Christian, do you have any other questions to throw in, or?
I was wondering, so just to put it out there, you have a Facebook page, right?
Yes. I'm always on there writing stories. You can find out pretty much, we have more a fan base through that than our website, butb.org. But Instagram, we have one as well. But yeah, I'm writing a lot of stories, sharing exactly what's going on there, giving thanks to our sponsors, our donors, and how you can get involved.
Great.
Yeah, that's all I had to ask.
It's a lot.
Oh, that's great. I think it's great to hear. So yes, if people want to get involved, asking about volunteering, or if anyone, you know, who wants to know more about services you provide and might need the help, what would be the best way to reach out?
Well, a little sneak peek. It hasn't been revealed yet. We're probably about a month left out. But we've been working on, there's some branches of what Blessings does. So I forgot to mention that in addition to what we do, we have another program called Blessings Under the Bridge and Beyond. So we go beyond the bridge to provide clothing, food, hygiene, whatever specifically is needed for Central Valley School District. So our baby right now is Bowdish Middle School. So we cater to them only for whatever they need, any student, family. The third one we're working on is called the Blessings Portal. And it's a mobile office on wheels that provides on-site direct resources. So we basically, after 14 years, realized we want to combine all of that compassion with action. It's a first for Spokane. It's a first for Blessings. And SNAP will be running their what they do best in there. We'll also have United Healthcare that will be able to provide the basically, instead of like, here's a brochure, here's a pamphlet. If you call, if you want help, call. This is, this mobile office is to be able to provide when everyone else is closed, 9 to 5, because we're out there in the evening. You can go to this portal and you can apply for housing and get assessed right then and there. All the benefits. I mean, it's, with COVID, this is going to be a really big thing for us and the community. And so we, it's 99.9% done being built right now. We're very, very excited about it. We know the need is going to be huge out there and great. And so we are just now getting started with who we're partnering with. But we have the main housing, healthcare benefits, and mental and behavioral health that's going to be in this portal every single week offering those on-site services. So look out for that. You'll see it driving down the road or something, but mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a shift for Spokane as well. So.
Wow, that's
great. Yeah, we're excited.
Lots of lots of resources for to help folks out. That's I think we're doing great work.
You did ask me a question. Why have you guys? You'd said, you know, how can people get involved?
Yes.
And you know, last night or Wednesday when you came by, before we started, I always make an announcement or, you know, say thank you to our sponsor or whoever. And I just took an extra couple minutes to tell them that thank you, because as we all know, we're going in 2021. There's like a shifting in the air. I think everyone's feeling that. There's a vibe. There's an energy. There's a change. We don't know exactly. I mean, we know what we see, but like there's something, people know that it's like a make or break in their life. And so I was blessed to be able to say, you know, in the midst of all the chaos and madness that's going on in our entire world, it's such a blessing to see people come serve, take time to serve in the cold, you know, besides themselves and worrying about what's going on. They're still choosing to have that heart. And so that is what Blessings is. And if there's somebody out there listening that just has kind of been down in the dumps or, you know, has that heart and their light feels are a little bit dim, this is the place to come, because it, you're not blessing someone. You are the one being blessed. And that's exactly why we do what we do. So you, words aren't going to tell you anything until you come face to face with these people. And so yeah, go to butb.org or the Facebook page, and whatever prompts or leads you to call or email me or whoever, we would love to have you.
Great. Awesome. inspirational and powerful words there.
Thank
truly. We're really grateful to have you on our show. We hope you the
best
of luck going forward.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to put out there?
Gosh, that's a bad question, because it won't stop. You know, I don't know. I think if people want to help, donate, give, drop off, you know, want to help behind the scenes, we can always use help in the kitchen or the clothing area to fold clothes. I mean, there's always something that you can do. But if you know someone in need that needs anything, email me or go to the website. We're always there to help whoever. I mean, that's what Blessings does. So, I don't know. I appreciate that question, though.
Great. All right. Well, we're very glad
thank
to have you,
so
you on
much.
The show. Yeah, thank you for your company. We'll wish you the best of luck.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Thank you.
All right.
It's so hard. There's so much to say.